are creatures of habit because you're in the same spot you normally are. That's amazing. Except for Erin, she's usually over there in the back. But the rest of you are, oh, a few of you. No, you're welcome. Luke chapter 2, let's start in verse 8. Now, there were in the same, let's stand up. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which they told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. We hear all and stuff about the baby Jesus. And what person does with the message of the gospel determines how they will live out the remainder of their lives and where they will go when this earthly life is over. Because this little baby was the one who spoke the universe into existence. He's the one who formed man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils life. He's the one who controls the paths of the planets and the galaxies by his spoken word. He is the one who permits the movement of the most minute piece of dust. Did you hear what I just said? If you go to the book of, you read the book of Job sometime. And when lightning bolt asks where it's supposed to go, everything it goes across the approval of this sovereign God. He is the Lord of all. He is the sovereign of all. Now here's the question. Who do you confess him to be? This little baby. Who do you confess him to be? I mean, go to Romans chapter 10. Go to Romans 10. We got loved ones that aren't saved. We got a culture that doesn't believe. We live in a society that rejects anything to do with Jesus Christ. And we placate to that culture a lot. And we're mamby-pamby sometimes. We're not bold enough to say enough, even to our family members who maybe use the name of the Lord in vain or curse or whatever around the holidays. We say, you know what? I don't want to hear this anymore. We ought to be that bold. Because listen, look what it says here, Romans 10, 9 and 10. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto what? Salvation. You think, what should our mouth confess about Jesus? Somebody tell me. He's Lord? He's Savior? Salvation? What else? I mean, be bold. If you were going to talk to your family or friends right now and say, confession is made unto salvation, not just my own salvation. He's my Lord, my Savior. But confess him today. Creator? We ought to tell the ones around us those things, folks, and not worry about what they think. Philippians. Look at this. Philippians chapter 2. Go back to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, even above mine and yours. Go figure. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. Every knee should bow, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus, what? Lord. That's not, you know what? No, you're not. And you will bow a knee to this baby born in a manger. And you will confess that that is my Savior, that he is the Christ, that he is your Lord. These shepherds were told something pretty magnificent that day in the field. The one being born to you, the one that's going to bring peace between God and man, is Savior, Christ, and Lord. I guess I would ask you, is he yours? Is he your Savior? Is he your Christ? Is he your Lord? See, it's not enough to hear about Jesus, and it's not enough to look into that manger, like I said, and say, oh, what a sweet story. John 8:24 says, I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. What have you done with Jesus who was born in that manger so long ago? Maybe you can tell your family and friends this holiday season, this Christmas season, that Jesus Christ is exactly who he said he was. Amen? Father, thank you for the time this morning in your word. And again, I give you praise that we could meet in this place. But most importantly, Father, that your word is declared. I give you thanks, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. May we be testimonies for who Christ is. In Jesus' name, amen.